Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel. I am one of your extraordinary hosts today. And joining alongside me, he doesn't have his powers yet. It's Shabazz. Hello, Shabazz.
I believe my powers are my accents that I can do.
No, yes, they're back again.
Back again, bruv.
Man, it doesn't matter if we're interviewing people from the UK or just, you know, maybe involving a movie or show that's set there. The accents will find their way back to the show.
It's just my power, mate. I can't do anything about it. Sometimes I turn to the Beatles.
No! Shabazz, how you doing, man?
Oh, brother, I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Just really excited to talk about not even the show, but also the people that we got to have a chance to speak to.
Yeah, I mean, today on the Movie Podcast, we have a double-decker of an episode for you. Saying double-decker because, of course, you know, we're in jolly old England right now. So we're in London. We're going with all the proper terms and all of that. But we have an extraordinary episode. What am I doing saying incredible? We have an extraordinary episode for you because joining us on the Movie Podcast today, making their return after a year, you know, they had a 1 year ban from the Movie Podcast. And then we're like, you know what? Let's lift the ban. Let's invite them all back. We have the cast of Extraordinary. We have Mayray Tears, Sophia Oxenham, Luke Rollison, and Bilal Hasna joining us. That's amazing.
Oh my God. It's phenomenal, man. Like we're getting this amazing opportunity to speak to some of the funniest people that we've had a chance to interview on this show. Our first interview with them for season one is hands down one of our favorite interviews that we've had a chance to do. We were laughing, crying the entire time. And this time,
chaos
is exactly this time we were split up, but were the vibes even better? I would say so.
It was. And we knew we were off to a great start is when we joined the Zoom room and they were already like cheering for us. Like, oh, movie boys. Movie boys. We're like, oh my God. Yeah. We're like, oh wow. Guys, that's not the name of our show, but thank you. No, but I mean like that's so nice. And I mean, you know how much we adored the first season of Extraordinary, and we promise you season two is even better. We're going to be talking about our thoughts on season two later on in this episode of the Movie Podcast. So stay tuned after our interviews with the cast of the show, because there's a lot to talk about. And don't worry, we will be staying spoiler free because this is the Movie Podcast. All throughout the week, you can catch brand new episodes and interviews on all the latest movies and series. We have so many incredible episodes coming your way. We're heading to CinemaCon in April. So guess what? There's going to be a lot of things you want to stay tuned on the Movie Podcast to hear what's coming down the pipeline. For us and for movies as a whole, there's so much to look forward to, and we're so excited to be on this journey. So if you want to help us, if you want to support us, help keep the lights and the mics on. You could join us on Patreon. You could also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, however you want to support the show, even if it's liking us on social media, that goes a long way. And if you do want to follow us on socials, of course, everything you need to know is in the show notes below. Follow us at The Movie Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Letterboxd. Make sure you go check out a video version of this episode. Catch our lovely faces and the lovely faces of our special guests on YouTube. And if you want to talk about Extraordinary with us even more, join our Discord. There's always something to talk about there. Episodes of the Movie Podcast may end, but it doesn't mean the conversation has to stop there. I want to say thank you to our friends at Disney Canada for inviting us to watch the show and, of course, for setting up these lovely, lovely interviews for us. Shay, before we dive into our discussion, because like you said, we are paired off. So we have Mayray and Luke paired up, and then we have Sophia and Bilal paired up. Anything you want to, you know, highlight before we go into these interviews?
Oh man, I think it's just the immediate fun that we started having, and the fact that they remembered a lot of like what happened in our first interview with them, I think, is what really made this part so much fun, because we were referencing like some of the things that they brought up last time and just being like, hey, you guys said this. How do you feel about it now? And it was just like, oh my God. It was almost like they had this level of embarrassment of being like, oh my God, you're bringing this up again, really? But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time. I mean, I think when people listen to this, they're just going to be laughing their heads off.
Yeah. And not that we ever want to give you any prerequisites when it comes to watching our episodes, but definitely go back and watch or go listen to that interview with the cast of Extraordinary for season one, and then come into this one, because we had such a ball with them. You know, we're going to talk again, like I said, after our interview. Stick around. We're going to be talking a lot more about our thoughts on the show, give you a little bit of a mini review for season two. But it really is an incredible show. And if you're somebody who loves superheroes and loves powers, loves X-Men, and you also just want a real story that feels like real characters who are going about their daily lives, but also having to deal with living in a world where people just have powers, I think that's what's so cool about this show. And that's what it just nails, because the powers are the backdrop to the show. That's not what is driving this series forward. What's going to keep you watching Extraordinary is going to be the relationships, these characters. When you look at Jen, you look at Carrie, you look at Chislord and Cash, like you have an incredible just team of people that you absolutely adore. And that's what you're going to really fall in love with Extraordinary.
You know, from the four members that we have here, Daniel, whose power would you like the most? I mean, I know that Jen doesn't have a power, so it's, I guess the three is what I will say then.
I think Cash's power probably makes the most sense to have, where you could be like, okay, I could, you know, rewind time, redo something if I, you know, it will help you, you know, be a little bit more riskier in life, I think, right? Like, oh, you know what? That didn't work out too well. Let's go back and let's do that. But also, I think when you look at the Carrie's power, when you look at just being able to talk to anybody who's ever lived, who's now died, I think that's really awesome too.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you, man. Carrie's power is really cool. It's really interesting. It's just like, man, we could get so many interviews that we shouldn't. Oh my God. The estate did not clear this interview. Oh, wow. Well, we got it anyways.
Well, what can we do? You know, like they're here now.
They're here now.
Oh my no, that's God. Awful.
But hey, you know what? It is in theme with the show. So we're trying to have fun.
It is. We are trying to have fun. So without further ado, let's let the fun times roll. Please welcome the cast of Extraordinary to the movie podcast.
Hi, Belong. Hi, Sophia. How are you both doing?
Oh, we're doing well. How are you?
We're doing really so good. We're so excited to be speaking with you both again.
Yes.
And congratulations on the show. We are, again, you have nailed it. We absolutely adore it.
Well, yay. I'm so glad to hear that.
I'm so glad to hear that specifically from you,
though. Yeah.
We've been waiting all year to speak to you guys again. And yeah, we're just delighted, so it's great.
How much have you seen?
We've watched the first four or five episodes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So you've watched The Exorcism?
Oh yes, we have.
I sure did.
All our questions are only about that episode.
How did she do that?
Most of the show we are going like, how does Sophia do what she does?
Yeah,
it's incredible.
It's magical. And you know, I think we just have to start there. Like, how does it feel now to be coming back for a second season? You're more comfortable in your characters, you're doing crazier things this time around. How are you guys feeling?
Well, like, it felt like just such a blessing when we got the news that it was going to go again. Just have the opportunity to be like, A, reunited, B, living in this world again, and see, like, yeah, going back to those characters, because they do feel, it's just so fun to have had a year's experience and then be like, okay, we're going to go back there and be a bit more confident and a bit more like, let's give it a go. So it felt extremely exciting to
them. Yeah, it's quite rare, you know, that as an actor that you're able to return to a character. It's like, I've never had that before, so it's so nice that it feels like now they kind of live in our imagination in a more permanent way. I often think about how Cash would respond to things still.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the way that I done with other characters I played, we only played them for a couple months, or, you know, like, whereas it's been like 2 years and hopefully more, you know.
We get this amazing opportunity to also travel inside, you know, Jen's mind for the season. We're wondering for you folks, what would be the first book we would find if we got to travel inside of yours?
2008 to 2023. Sorry, oh, this was the fault.
Really good one. Do you mean like my character?
Yeah.
Well, that's such a good question. Okay. Mine would be, like, this is so boring, but like beaches in Cornwall.
Beaches in Cornwall. I also feel like teas, different herbal teas. Like, you've probably got quite a good selection in your mind palace.
Beaches in Cornwall.
Countries I've been to.
Oh, that's great.
Sophia's a very well-traveled person.
We love that here.
Pretty guys, mine would literally be the last thing that I've been thinking about. I'm ashamed of it.
Mine would be probably it would be X Factor winners 2008 to 2020, but then maybe after that it'll be something like Fried Chicken. It'd be quite similar to Cat. Basically, within a 5 mile radius of Southeast London.
That's fantastic. You know, and something that we love so much this season is that, you know, we get to see Cash and Carrie from last season a lot more evolved. And, you know, we got to see them a lot together last season. And this season, we're seeing them, you know, trying to be apart from one another. What was it like working on that dynamic?
I just had a memory. We had like 2 weeks rehearsal at the beginning of the second series. And one of the activities that we did was them on their first date. We improvised the whole thing of them on their first date and like how they felt at that time, 5 years, you know, before the show starts or whatever, to really find, because in the second series, obviously they're going through a time of not getting on and trying to change their love from romantic love to platonic love and trying to live together and figure out all those things while there's so much like jealousy and all these various different things going on for each of them individually. And I just remember like, it was really beautiful remembering what they connected on, and what they first fell in love with each other. And actually, I think at this point, you know, in the second series, they've now changed so much as people that it's just not, they still love each other as friends, but romantically, they're just headed in such different directions. They can't really make it work. And in terms of like on set,
it's so lovely season two, because we actually got to spend even more time with each other than season one. Like, obviously they're together in season one, but a lot of their arc is like Cash is away with the vigilantes and Carrie. Doing your best, you know, towards the end is like trying to, you know, flirt with Charles, but in the beginning is also like on her own thing with Jen. And so it feels like actually this season they're very much together for circumstances we can't reveal, but it just means that we got to spend even more time together, and it was so lovely. Like, I feel like I spent the most time with you in season two, and it was just so lovely. And I think it really like was able to somehow feed into that vibe of like, okay, these people are coming together and becoming best friends again, like so lovely.
And there's such a shorthand because we've worked like together for so long. There's a shorthand that really allows you to really like, I trust Bilal so much, and I hope that he also trusts me, that it allows you to really like improvise around the scenes and try things that perhaps
we wouldn't have done
a year or two or with a different actor. So I think that is a really unique thing.
There's way more improv in season two. A lot of the Dahlia stuff that you see, Sophia was improvising, and it's made the bit where she goes like this with the and then when she walks to all of this improvised, it's not in the script.
That's incredible.
We love that.
Yeah, you two are so lovely together in the show.
Yeah.
You
two are so lovely together in the show as well.
One day we'll work on our British accents, and definitely season three will come in for sure. I love that you touch upon the improvisation, because this season also, there's been so many just great lines, and there's a moment just after the one that you're describing there, Bilal, that there's a line that Sophia says that absolutely kills me. But I'm curious for you guys, what is a favorite line that you have from this season?
I love, and I keep saying to myself every time I'm late, is I'm being bullied by a fucking watch. It's such a good excuse when you're late. I'm being bullied by a watch.
I got to use that one.
That's fantastic.
Cash says, I should have given the context. Cash says that, obviously, when he's having
time troubles,
and he says it, and I love it.
I like when Mairead says, "Mummy, Daddy, can I have some apples?"
Yeah, there's a great moment where Mairead calls her mother on the phone to, you know, say I love you, and it's just the in between dialogue that she just throws out. So good.
I also love that bit with Jizz Lord, when the old woman comes in. Oh, this is towards the end. There's an old woman that comes in, and he basically is like, "No, you can't have the kittens because you're too old."
Oh my God, that's amazing. I don't know if you guys remember, but last year when we spoke to you, we asked you if you could have any power from the show, what would you want? Bilal, last year you said you'd want to be a Bluetooth speaker, so you could
just be a
speaker at picnics and provide music for everybody.
I love how seriously you refer to that topic.
It was a fact that I wanted to get straight. According to the report, Sophia, you wanted to be able to touch your knee so you could grow in size.
Or shrink.
Or shrink. You have to touch your knee. Any changes to the power set that you guys would like to have now that you're two seasons deep into the show?
I mean, look, I think we pretty much hit the nail on the head last year. The really important powers. And ones that we can't, like, a year later. That's how I feel like I don't want to be a sneaker. And I would love to be a picnic as well. Oh, but at the same time,
I really
you feel differently about your knees.
I do feel a bit differently about my knees, like, to be honest. I'm a year older and I feel different about it. But I did have a one that I was thinking of, but it was kind of evil, but I've forgotten it. It was sort of a bit of a dark one. But I think, honestly, and this, I know what you guys are going to think, it's boring, but invisibility.
No, that's fine.
It's solid. It's solid.
Yeah.
Invisibility is a great power.
Right. It really
is a great power. Absolutely. Now, just before we wrap up, I know that we hate to wrap up because we're having so much fun here. If both of you had the opportunity to go to Little Italy, what is the one dish you would order for yourself?
Yeah, weirdly enough, Little Italy is very near where I live. That's what I'm going to say. I've already been there. I'd get the massive bit of spaghetti, yeah, that they eat.
I get like a tiramisu because you can literally just dump your face in it.
Yeah.
She's just like,
you're so right.
Or like,
yeah, I changed my opinion.
Sauce, you could like pour like, oh yeah, or yeah, like, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
That's lovely.
Well, thank you both again so much for your time. We hope to get to talk to you again for season 3 because we got to get another season. This show is too amazing. Also, big fans of the pins you guys are wearing as well. Can't wait for more of you guys. And we're just loving the show and we want more people to watch the show as well. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for your support for the show over the years. We really appreciate it. And yeah, it's the world to us. So thank you.
Hello, hello again. Married, Luke, how are you both doing?
We're really good. Oh. We're really excited to see you again.
Yeah. Oh. Thinking about you earlier, she's like, we're seeing it. I'm struggling with my schedule, the movie point. I'm going to need some more. I can't do something. Context.
Right.
Anyway, this movie.
Yeah.
We're so happy to be back. And I don't know what more we could say, but just congratulations again. You guys have just nailed it even more.
Yeah.
Even more nailed. Like, this is season. Like
such a damn good season. Yeah. Holy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We love hearing that. That's brilliant. Yeah. Well, I feel like it upgrades, doesn't it? It kind of feels like it's
so much deeper.
Yeah. It feels like it's deeper, but also like everything is just kind of stepped up even more, which is hard to do. I think the first season, yeah, is very good. So it's,
yeah. How does it feel?
A place where like people already like love the characters, right? So you go much further with them. Sorry, you were saying.
How does it feel for yourself to be coming back for the second season?
I mean, it's great. It feels so nice to be, because I think when we started filming second season, it was a week after the first season had come out, or I think it maybe even was a couple of days. It felt like we kind of just went straight back into doing it. And now I think we've had a lot of breathing time and space since filming the second season. We've like felt kind of the appreciation from people. They really enjoyed the first season. And they're anticipating the second. So it feels really nice to come back and speak about it and feel like it's fresh and exciting. And yeah, people are looking forward to it.
And today's the first time I've got to speak to people who've seen the second series who weren't involved in it. That's
such a joy. Yeah.
That's amazing.
We were rehearsing the day after the premiere of the first series.
Yeah.
Obviously a late night.
Yeah.
why were we doing that?
You know, something that we love so much that we got in this season is that we get to go inside Jen's mind and just seeing all the books and all the titles. If you guys could travel into your own minds, as in your own selves, what do you think the first book that you would find would be called?
Ooh.
Really good question. I think for me, shall I go? I think for me, it would be things you started, ... and then it wouldn't even fit into the title.
That's on brand.
That's fantastic.
Genuinely, if I've had like a chaotic few weeks, I can like look in my room and just see, it's like, I feel like an archaeologist. You know, and I can see like, oh yeah, that's when I started making this like collar, and that's when I was going to do some like face skincare. I thought I'd try that, so I've got the boys out. So there's that, and so that would be my and if
that's really good,
the book would end halfway through.
That's amazing.
I would be like restaurants on Deliveroo that have a low delivery fee.
that's also a good one.
It's handy information to have.
It's good because there's nothing worse than when you've decided what you want and then you see the delivery is like £3.50.
Yeah.
Like, well, point.
What's the point at that point? It's more of a guide. Then you can sell that book out as well.
You could sell that. I'd make
my book. I'm not selling.
No. It's not even getting to the publisher.
No.
Luke, we are curious though. You know, you're going into the second season, obviously. Has it gotten any easier to tell your friends and family the name of your character?
Yeah, I was saying I always kind of, I've become completely immune to how strange name it is for a character. I think, you know, like if people ever recognize me on the street and they say like, oh, hey, you know, Jizz Lord or whatever, and other people like look around and was like, came out, I'm just chatting to a guy, you know. So yeah, I think I have become completely it's a little strange at family Christmases. I've got a lot of young cousins. Mm-hmm. So watching my aunts and uncles explain what I do to them is fun. I'm dizzy. No, stop you. No. A little while. Yeah.
I'm very immune as well because I think this season we've started calling him, instead of Jizz Lord, it's just Jizz.
Yeah.
And start going like, oh, but like Jen and Jizz. And it's just like, you hear that sentence so loud.
Oh.
Yeah, in this series, Jen loves Jizz.
that's just the on the art on the DVD cover right there.
Yeah. That's the pull quote.
Yeah.
Mary, we get to go inside your mind literally this season well too. How was it for you getting to explore who Jen was, you know, in more of a deeper sense this season?
Yeah, amazing. Because not like, I remember when I first went into the Mind Library, when I first heard the concept, I was like, oh my God, like that's incredible. And when I first walked in there and saw like all, you know, there was such a large art team who were working on it. And I think the detail that they've got into, like, although we were just talking about the different books that could be in your Mind Library, like not only had they written so many titles for like different books that would have existed in Jen's mind, they also wrote these blurbs that were so detailed, like on the back of every book. And like, they never saw the light of day. Like no one ever saw that on the script or on the, that was never shot on, but to like go around and read. So anytime we were shooting in the Mind Library, I would just go, like there was just endless material that I could take from as well as an actor. And like, you know, I think that's a gift as an actor when you're playing a character, to walk into a space that is literally your character's mind and you have other people's input in it, and it never was like off the mark. Like it was always bang on, perfect. So that was amazing.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Now, I'm not sure if you remember, but last year or when we last spoke, we got to ask you what would be the unique superpower you would have from the show. And Mary, you said that you wanted to be able to untie and untangle things like large cables on the ground. You wanted to be able to do.
I try things, but then I kind of was making it as if I was making a judgment on the guy's work. Cables in the room.
Right. And Luke, you mentioned it, you'd be able to walk on a travelator at all times, is constantly on one.
And I've been riding a lot of travelators over the last year.
But I think about it anytime I see a travelator. Yeah, I do.
I think about it whenever I see cables.
Mary could have tied that right away. Out of curiosity, are we keeping those same powers or any changes to them?
I've got a new one. Well, I think. I would like, you know, in The Sims, when someone's got a big diamond above their head, look and find out what's going on with them. Like, whenever I'm having an argument with someone, it'd be nice if I'll just go, oh, I'm sleeping. That's what it is.
You haven't gone to the bathroom yet.
I haven't been to the bathroom yet. That's it. You know, yeah. And then I can just drag and drop myself. I'd like to do that if I could. drag and drop.
You want to play God? Okay.
No, I'd like to be God. Is that,
is that something? That's a power, right?
Yeah.
I think I'd love to be able just to speak every language, but I think that's too kind of like go to superpower. Like you'd need to have some limitation to it.
Right.
It's like maybe I could speak any language, but my grammar is shocking.
Yeah. you're always the most least known dialect of that language. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And it'd be very, very specific. Yeah.
We get the lovely Little Italy scene in season two, and we're just curious, if you guys got to go to that restaurant, what would something you order be?
Ooh, fantastic question.
Luke loves pizza, so I love pizza.
I love pizza, but pizza feels like something you can scale up already quite easily.
No, I know.
And there'd be a smaller ratio of crust, but a lot of crust. and you'd get very full very quickly. Would you be able to enjoy all of it?
I know. I wonder if I'd like a huge burrata, so big that you could
you could sit on the burrata.
That's it. While you're having your dinner,
I think I'd get burrata. Yeah, that's so good. That's perfect.
What other food is there? What could you?
I'd like a big ravioli.
Ooh,
because then it's like you're chopping into it. Mm-hmm. It's, that's lasagna, isn't it? It's chicken and lasagna, but I'd like
No, we it's the details around the ravioli, right?
Yes.
So like that makes that's what makes it separate.
It's the shape.
Yeah.
Now we
look at my arm and see macaroni. Just why the mysteriums.
This is a body arm.
Five course meal now.
Yeah.
Now there's no shortage of amazing lines from season one, and season two, I think, even has some bigger bangers. For yourselves, is there a favorite line that you just have from this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some things that Nora says, but only in her mind, that are, I'm not even sure if I'll be allowed to say it.
Is it bad rehearsal?
Sorry. Nora has a power. Well, yeah. So there's a line that a character, I'll come like a landmine.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the line that Bilal says when Cash is describing why he's got pants with a hole in the bum, and then he comes into the bathroom while we're having an important scene, and then
an important scene actually.
What? Why stand? No fuss. Something like that. Stove.
And it's like the life answers end. Just beginning.
The life stands is just beginning. What about you?
Well, I love when Ange says, when she meets a character who's very important to her. I don't know if I can say who it is, and she says, I haven't got a Sharpie, but I've got a very wet pyro.
That is a thing.
And she wants to decide her pay. Perfect.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. Again, you guys know how much we adore this series. We really hope that you get a season three, because we just want to keep our interview streaks going, and
we
also
want to
just
continue to talk to
you guys.
You
guys are phenomenal.
We want to be friends, I think is what we're asking.
Yeah. that's it.
You've done two in a row now.
Yeah.
I think we can't probably ever do in the future. The only interview we're ever going to do is with the movie.
The movie boys.
There you go. That's all we need to hear. But Mayray, Luke, thank you both so much for your time. All the best with the rest of your press. And I can't wait. We can't wait for everyone to watch the show next week. So thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Love to see you again.
And welcome back, Shabazz. That was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. That was a great time. I'm still laughing. I have tears coming down my eye right now, which you can't see legally from laughing still.
I was going to say, for those of you who have, you know, you've made it this far into this episode, we apologize for the moments that you may not been able to understand what was going on. Just know that in those moments of us hearing us laughing, that's all really what was happening. We were laughing so hard on both ends that, you know, Zoom was just like, oh my gosh, we need to protect and dampen the sound because there's too much laughter happening. So we're trying to dampen the flames of our laughter.
People don't typically laugh on Zoom calls, right? They're either doing a work meeting or something else.
Or they're being laid off.
Or they're being laid off, the thing. Right? And right. Here we are, you know, abolishing the system by laughing. And they were like, it's whoa. True. Well, we don't have the right capture card for this. I don't know if that's the term.
No.
But that's what happened, you know?
We're just overloading the system.
Yeah.
Shay, let's get right into it. Extraordinary Season 2. It picks up immediately after the events of Season 1. So we're obviously, Jen's still on her journey to find out what her power is. And she's now enrolling in a clinic to, you know, have a doctor, you know, help her. We found out that Jizzlord has a family that he abandoned as well too. And now Cash and Carrie are, you know, calling it a little bit of quits and trying to find their own way in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I love the opening of, you know, the first episode here. We get this really fun, you know, musical number that kind of happens, and it's just showing everyone's true colors. It's doing a neat little fun way of doing a recap and everything as well. Yeah, this show just continues to excel in making comedic decisions that when you look at him, it's like, this makes so much sense. They're being edgy while not going too far. It's like it all fits within this realm of like, there's just a level of fun that everyone is kind of having. I think this season has funnier gags and funnier lines that I don't want to really spoil, but there's just this moment, I think it was in like episode 2 maybe, or even episode 1, where like they just go into this meeting, and this one girl's there, and she's all like quiet and like shy looking, and they're like, oh, like, what's your power? And she's like, well, I can just kill somebody just by thinking about it. And it's just like, it's just this delivery of this line where you're like,
okay,
huh? Like, please do not think about me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just these great moments that I can't wait. And I know we did this with season 1, Daniel, where we rewatched, and I think Anthony did too. We rewatched the season 1 like a couple times. I'm very confident in season 2, we're just going to do the same thing again, because they're super digestible episodes. That's my biggest complaint though about the show, is that there's only 8 episodes that we're getting. I selfishly want more and more and more, but I mean, gosh, like, I just, give me a season 3. That's what I'm saying
here. Yeah, I mean, luckily we didn't have to wait too long. I mean, it was a year, but at least we knew that it was coming. I really hope we get a season 3 for the show, especially because where the season ends off, you're like, okay, we gotta know what's coming next now. But what I really wanted to talk about, we could kind of dive into what each character is doing. I really love the setup for Jen this season, with being like, okay, we are literally going inside of her mind. I love the set that they were in, where they're shooting this with all these books, and all these different books are different thoughts or different feelings that she's ever had in her life. And like, we'll pick up a book and be like, a fear of, snakes being in the toilet and they'll just like bite your bum or something like that. It's just like, it's such human moments. And again, that's why the show is so funny. This show is extraordinary. You almost forget of how funny of a show it is. It is a comedy first, but they really almost like Trojan horse you into like, you're going to be laughing. And then, oh, hold on a second. Why am I crying now?
Yeah.
It's like, it's really subtle how it does it. And I don't really think a show has succeeded in that much. And I know this is a big claim right now, so stick with me. It reminds me a lot of The Office, where The Office could be the most ridiculous thing you'll ever see in your life. And then out of nowhere, you'll have such a sincere moment with Michael Scott, or a sincere moment with Pam and Jim. And you're just like, oh, wow, like, we just got real for a second here. And this, and Extraordinary does such a great job of balancing those moments of it being fun, it being hilarious, but it just being just completely crazy. But it earns every one of those moments. I absolutely love that.
Yeah. And I think that this season, we're getting a lot of great characters that are kind of joining alongside our duo. I mean, I think Siobhan Sweeney, finally McSweeney, coming back as Mary, which is, I think she's so funny. I wanted more of her. I think she absolutely kills me. But then we're getting a lot of new characters coming in, like Kwaku Mills as Clark. He was just really, really funny and
fits right in.
Fits right in, has a great sense of humor. And of course, we have Rosa Robson coming in as Nora, who's, someone from Gizlord's past. And she, I think every scene that she was in, I was just so glued to the screen, because she's so magnetic when you're watching her. You can't predict what she's going to do next. And her delivery is so funny. It's a character that we've seen before, which is very interesting. But what Rosa does is she gives it a whole new life. And I think that's what makes this season so damn good. It doesn't need to go bigger in the sense of really like taking our characters and putting them in this massive budget and like throwing them all these different places. It's like, how can we go deeper into who they are? So just like we go inside of Jen's mind, we're really going deeper inside of each character this season. We have Cash, who's exploring who he is more so in this season, not having Carrie as his girlfriend anymore. And then you have Carrie, who was this people pleaser. Now what does she have to do? She has to kind of figure out who she is. There's so much about this show that just nails who you are as a person, and the superpowers are just there to really push the story forward. They're really great plot devices, and normally a plot device can be like, oh god, that's pretty annoying, that's like just you writing something to make it fun. No, man, they do a really good job in this show of making these powers just so fucking silly, but at the same time, it just works.
It does just work. And, you know, we have to give a huge credit to Emma Morin, the creator of the series. We also had the directors of season two, Toby McDonald and Jennifer Sheridan. There are some really incredible inventive shots, especially when we're just the transitions in the show always get to me. And when there was some moments where when we'll see Carrie, talking as, whoever she's channeling from the dead, and it cuts to actually Carrie talking, it cuts to whoever else is talking. Like, it's so genius in how they blend those moments. It's really, really cool. And I love that. What else? There's the music this season. Again, season one,
bangers.
Absolute banger playlist. Season two, I will say that's where I think we got a little bit more of the upgrade in terms of where's the money going. Like, let's have more money for
the music,
the needle drops, because there's some really big needle drops this season. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh wow, like they have this, they got this song, I'm here for it, because it fits so damn well in the show. And it's one of those shows that I'm like, damn, I just want, just drop that playlist right now so I could just start listening to all these songs, even if they only play a song for like 5 seconds. It's enough to convey the mood, and it never feels like it's just like, okay, we're playing a bunch of songs to land on a mood. It's not that at all. It literally, it's part of the score. Like, it feels like that. It's underscoring the emotions that are happening. It never feels cheap. Everything feels earned. It's such a damn good show. My gosh.
Absolutely. And something that I think we were talking about before is, in the age of streaming, we do not often get themed episodes, because the way the shows sometimes come out is they're either all released at once via Netflix, or they're spread out periodically, but there's no broadcast.
They're evergreen, right? They're supposed to be, you could watch it all the time, or it'll be a series that's like, this is a horror series, so it's releasing at Halloween. That is your themed series.
But in this season, we get a Halloween episode that made me so happy, because I'm like, oh man, we're nowhere near Halloween right now, but this is an episode I'm going to watch back in Halloween, because it's so funny. It's also just a really, really good episode, but the fact that it's a themed episode too, it adds more flavor, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. You think of some of your favorite shows growing up, and even to this day, whenever Christmas comes around or Halloween comes around, or even Thanksgiving to an extent, I'll be like, let me just watch all of the episodes of The Office, or the Christmas episodes of The Office, or the Friends episodes of Thanksgiving. Like, you want that, and like, this is one of those exact ones. Just like, yeah, add this to my Halloween queue of episodes. It's so good. And again, I think what makes Extraordinary work so well is the big four of this show. It's Mayraid, it's Sophia, it's Bilal, it's Luke. They are their characters. It's so rare that you see these characters just come to life, and they feel so authentic to who these people are. And they really made them their own. And again, it's a testament to the writing of the show. It's a testament to the performance of the show. It's so outlandish and ridiculous, but there's such a sincerity to everything that is going on in the show that you and me both, Jake, cried watching the last episode. And it's like, it's amazing that a show like this can do that. And again, this Extraordinary, again, is going to be that show that I recommend everybody watch. If somebody's looking for a show and they're like, what show should I watch? Watch Extraordinary, because it is unlike anything you've seen. And in a world where, we're getting close to X-Men 97 coming out, we're getting Wolverine and Deadpool, if you want us to start getting into those vibes of like, I just want to see people with unique powers living their lives, dealing with everyday issues, Extraordinary is the show for you.
You said it, man. Like, this is a show where you need to watch it, you need to laugh, you'll have a great time. There's everyone in this show is so lovable and enjoyable, and at the same time, you're gonna come across things that you've just not seen in traditional television, where you're like, oh, I've never even heard of this. Like, yeah, sure, you've watched The Boys and you've seen how violent and awful things can get. This is literally the comedic version of that, where the powers are funny, the situations are really funny, and it's so earned on top of that. You owe it to yourself to watch the show. Season one, season two, literally take the day, watch them, call in sick to work, and watch the entire season one and two.
Yeah, it's like hanging out with your friends. It literally feels like that. But you have it on, you're just like, wow, like, I just feel like I'm in good company right now. And if you couldn't tell from both of our interviews at this point, from this episode and from season one, this cast clearly loves each other. They love making this show. And there's going to be a lot of swearing. So
be ready for that.
Get used to it.
Be ready for that.
You know, be ready for it because it's so, so funny. Again, I just want to say a huge thank you to our friends at Disney for making these interviews happen for us. And of course, our deepest gratitude to Mayray, to Sophia, to Bilal, and Luke for joining us once again on the Movie Podcast. We had an absolute blast and I cannot wait for us to do it again for season 3. Of course, make sure you follow us everywhere at The Movie Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Letterboxd. Join us on Discord. Watch a video version of this on YouTube. And of course, if you have a couple bucks to toss our way, join us on our Patreon. It helps us keep the lights and the mics on here at The Movie Podcast. Shabazz, anything to say before we wrap up for this episode?
Go watch Extraordinary Season 2. Just do it. Like, don't even question it. Just put it on and you're going to have a blast.
You heard it from him. You heard it from the man himself. I think Shay's power
is convincing.
Is to make you watch Extraordinary. Yeah.
I'm here to convince you to watch the show.
Oh, there is the accent back again. I love it. That was this time with The Movie Podcast, and we'll see you next.